We've arrived at Sandridge Bridge, which is this little, I'll call it a fragment of a bridge. It's got such an interesting history. This was originally built, the very first bridge here was built in, here's where I bring my my dates in because it's fascinating, 1853, the first bridge was built here for the very first passenger railway train in Australia, which was the St Kilda line. So the St Kilda railway line opened up here in 1857, and this was the bridge that carried the train down. And the St Kilda train was a heavy gauge train that went down to St Kilda. In 1858, the original bridge was replaced with a timber trestle bridge, and it carried two lines of rail traffic, and it had a really tight curve. So apparently it wasn't a very well engineered curve that was on the bridge. So the original curve was removed and this angle was put. So it's a very odd angle for Melbourne bridges. It's really oblique, but that was so that the passenger trains could make it safely across the bridge. Then in 1888, this current bridge was actually built to replace what was there. And it was designed by the Victorian Railways. And it was one of the first structures in Melbourne to use steel girders instead of iron. So previous to this, we'd been using iron. And believe this is the piece of gossip that I always love, a piece of local gossip. The workforce included a young engineering student. We're talking 1888. Young engineering student whose name was John Monash, who we all know has gone on to be one of Australia's most celebrated soldiers. He was a civil engineer, studying to be a civil engineer, and worked on this bridge. It was last used in 1987, which feels not very long ago to me, but apparently, according to my kids, is a really long time ago. And that was when the St Kilda and Port Melbourne lines were converted to light rail. So when the light rail went in, this bridge was not needed anymore, so it was cut back and cut off to be just a fragment. And it was overlaid with this idea of an art piece and redeveloped with this pedestrian and cycle access alongside it. And an artist was commissioned, and his name is Nadim Karam. There's 10 abstract sculptures that march their way along the bridge. And it's called The Travellers. And the idea is that it represents those visitors, actually not just visitors, but the different type of immigrants who used to arrive in Melbourne via Station Pier in Port Melbourne, and they'd catch the train from Port Melbourne to here. So the sculpture sort of references that journey of all the people arriving in Port Melbourne. So it's just a lovely little fragment of our history.
Probably a good example of where, because we were involved in this freshwater, involved in some work here, obviously at the casino and so forth, and the furore and uproar about this bridge, which was no longer in use and hadn't been in use for maybe 5 years, being cut short, was a huge challenge. Now, 20, 30 years later, everyone just accepts it's sort of like, it's a great thing. So it's an example of public architecture sometimes taking a little bit of time to kind of, and I think we're going to visit the granddaddy of them all in Federation Square.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little bit of time for people to go.
Well, I think our community doesn't always like change.
Doesn't like change.
And it's a matter of making sure that when we do change, it's for the better.
It's for the better.
And sometimes you have to trust the designers to know it will be better, because sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and you're trusting people to say,
so the fact we can walk from the sports precinct to the convention centre precinct and cross two roads
is about this.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Show me somewhere else, you know, maybe South Bank in London and a few others, you know. But seriously, this is amazing. You can walk a couple of, two or three kilometres past public architecture, and other than the very fast bike riders, you don't have to worry too much.
Yeah.